Hello and welcome back to the Norton Hales Cricket Club podcast. Been a while since we've done a podcast, but we're back during this furlough period of self-isolation, and what an episode to kick things off. Again, taking us three attempts to try and line this up, but this evening we have an amazing four-part podcast with Staffordshire County Cricket Club captain Sam Carswell. Stay tuned and welcome back to the Norton Hales Cricket Club podcast. This is the Norton and Hales Cricket Club podcast. Okay, welcome to episode 14 of the Norton Hales Cricket Club podcast. I am joined by new Staffordshire captain, Sam Carswell. This is the third time that we tried to do this podcast with adjustments of life and what is probably really difficult times and strange times for everybody has kind of at least given us both the time to sort of sit down and actually pull the podcast together. So, good evening, Sam. For those of you that don't know who you are, would you like to introduce yourself and kind of tell us why you got into cricket?
Well, probably like everybody, really into cricket through my father in the back garden playing. Probably my earliest memories at my nan and granddad's. With my brothers, so anytime we could after school, and it sort of led from there, really.
Cool. So when did you actually start your career? Because I think a lot of people would know you from Modishaw, but is that where you started, or?
No, I started at Bignall End, where my dad was playing senior cricket. That's where my dad's parents were. I played a handful of junior games there. Didn't play any senior cricket at Bignall End, and then moved on to Longton. Mm-hmm. Had 2 or 3 years at Longton Cricket Club, and then moved on to Modishaw, which totting up now. Whoa. We're in the double figures years wise.
And the rest got to be surely. Yeah. I mean, I've been left Longton coming up to. God, I'm old. I've been gone nearly 20 years, and you weren't long after that you left Modishaw, I think.
I think I joined Modishaw when I was 12, 13. Mm-hmm. 27 now, so.
You're in the nearly 15 ranks there then, kid.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, as a whole for cricket then, obviously there's a whole host of other sports out there in terms of football, rugby, hockey, tennis, basketball. What sort of I know your dad obviously was an influence to get you started playing cricket, but what was it that sort of made you stick to it? What do you enjoy about the game, and what do you think it's kind of made you, it's kind of one of the main factors in your life, I'd imagine?
Oh god, yeah, it has been since I joined the academy at Notts at 11. And I just think being a part of a team environment, I really got a buzz off. And it's only, to be honest, I was never wanted to do any other sports at such a young age. I only really started playing football and rugby when I was at secondary school, which I had to knock on the head sort of when I was 16, 17 anyway, because the cricket really, really took on. It's just that love for the game. From my earliest memories, I just loved it, having a bat in my hand, and just got a real enjoyment factor from it.
Okay.
It really was, and still is now, like you say, a huge part of my life.
Okay, I think the same with most people. I think we've often discussed on the podcast, and again, if you generally talk to anybody that's involved in cricket at any sort of level, it is that sort of involvement. You can't sort of just dip in and out with cricket. It's either an all or nothing sort of situation, because it is all time consuming, and kind of the length of the game, and especially with the nature of club cricket, it kind of definitely sucks you in from that sort of point of view as well. So I can definitely understand from that point of view. In terms of from that sort of point of view of where you're at now, then, in terms of what sort of involvement have you got at sort of club level? You said you're 27 now. What sort of we'll come at a different episode into this sort of podcast as to obviously your responsibilities with staff, but what your current responsibilities and sort of roles within sort of club cricket on a day to day level?
Really, my only official responsibility, I guess, is first team captain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have, you know, I do some coaching during the winters. Just tend to do Friday nights at the moment now. So with the under-16s and above age group, which I really enjoy, identified the next crop of seniors, which, you know, we feel is really important to try and mould them youngsters and keep a hold of them as much as we can to try and really push them forward into our senior teams. And like you know, when you've been involved in somewhere for so long and you've only been involved that long because you love it, you kind of get involved in a load of other things as well, which I love doing. You know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't want to do it, and I didn't love to do it. Certainly being involved in the Hawkins household for a number of years now, there's no real getting away from it, which, you know, is good. We all live and breathe it, and I'm sure at other clubs there is that group of people that kind of do a lot of things, but like I said, they do it because they absolutely want to and love doing it.
Well, yeah, it comes back to the heartbeat of any cricket club, isn't it? The volunteers, and I'm sure if you went round all the clubs, there's you know, a handful of people, probably I'd say 5% of the membership that do 95% of the work, and then obviously yeah, Everybody else kind of jumps in. So, and you've obviously alluded to the Hawkins household. They've been long-standing at Modershull way before I was even an apple.
Yeah.
In my mother's eye, I'd imagine. But yeah, and obviously, yeah, it's one of those things that you're a little bit more entrenched to it now with, obviously, family life as well. So you've kind of got yourself well and truly entrenched there. On the back, you said, obviously, winter training and different things like that, that's been massively affected in terms of pre-season, everything's going on with the coronavirus and different things like that. How are yourself and Modershull dealing with sort of way things have been going? Are you managing to stay in touch with the juniors and players, that sort of stuff? How are you sort of trying to deal with it? I know you see around Twitter and different things, there's loads of different things to try and keep people interested in cricket. Is there anything that you guys are doing?
As a club, we're probably not as active on social media as we could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to push that as much as we can, and different people getting involved with the different sites. But I think in terms of the juniors, as you asked, we're very fortunate with our lead coach being Andy Owsley.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously level 4, and just over the last couple of weeks, as you probably can imagine, he's at home pulling what hair left out that he's got, and he's been sending out some really good emails to the junior database with different exercises, strength exercises, batting, bowling, you know, ideas for the kids that they could do in the garden. You've seen on social media this week some of the stuff people have been doing, and with his connection with Warwickshire now, you know, the youngsters at Modershull have got such a great opportunity and to feed off that. I saw on an email this week stuff that Warwickshire had put out for their junior county database, and Andy had got hold of it and passed it on to all of the Modershull juniors. So that we're doing stuff, and we're trying to keep kids as active as we can.
Well, yeah, you've got Champions Bowls in these difficult times, and I think the key word everybody keeps using is unprecedented, and nobody really knows sort of what to do and whether to stick or bust and different things like that. But you know, you've got to keep going on. Just kind of alluding to just this virtual cup that staffs are doing at the moment. I noticed you boys got a bye in the first round. I noticed.
What happened there? Because I've sort of lost track of that, because I've got access to it. I do a bit on our Twitter when I can, and I put to stats. Yeah, we'll go into it. But then I couldn't find where we've been drawn.
No, you had a bye in the first round.
Bye.
Yeah, you had a bye. So the second round started at 6 o'clock. So since you've been doing daddy's duties, yeah, you're on. I don't know who you drew against, but. We beat Meekins in the first round. We got Longts in the second round. So, we're trying to push.
Probably lost.
Well, it's live till 6 tomorrow. So you better get around your groups and get Andy on your emails.
We got Canuck.
I'll let you know. Our official club voted for Mothershill. Because have you seen that the two finalists get a game at Meeks under floodlights?
Yeah, I saw that. That was a fairly good initiative.
Be good. God knows when it'll be. Probably be in 2022 or something daft like that. But it'll be worth looking for. So, I think you've got to keep people busy, haven't you, during all these different things. How are you getting on?
We're losing, mate.
Mate, you need to get an email out to that database. It's going around all our group chats.
60-40.
I've keep pushing. You've got a way bigger membership than Canuck. Come on, push hard.
We've only got half a side out on a Sunday, typical.
well, it's Monday, isn't it? What day is it? What day of the week is it? It's like that weird time between Christmas and New Year. Okay, cool. Well, we're just coming to the end of episode one of this particular podcast. And what we're going to talk about in the second half of the podcast is Sam is one of the rare youngsters that actually broke through into the county circuit. We're going to talk about tips and how that went through and what through is in episode two. So stay tuned and I'll speak to you in a short while.